This is Budget Alert, providing you with information on the national budget and the budget process.
Execution is about implementation of the budget. And once the budget has been enacted or approved by the parliament, the executive is responsible now for carrying out the policies and programs as approved in the budget. This authority was delegated to the permanent secretaries and the head of agencies. So at this point, revenues are being collected. The ministries and agencies responsible for revenue are collecting revenue, and the monies are also being spent on policies, programs, and projects. Legislation provides for the regulation and monitoring of the budget process, in particular in the monitoring of spending to ensure adherence to the budget. For the citizens and for NGOs and other non-state actors, information is required at this stage to assess whether the government is undertaking what it planned to do. The Public Finance Act outlines the role and responsibilities of the key actors during this phase. And it also details the process for authorizing expenditure, who can authorize expenditure, and for financial management. The Public Finance Act sets out requirements also for the monitoring the execution of the budget. This phase of the budget cycle depends on the production of comprehensive reports so that interested persons or agencies can get a good sense of how the budget is being implemented. In terms of the role of NGOs and non-state actors, I will draw here from the International Partnership on Budget, and they note, but unless you have public reports being produced on a regular basis on the status of expenditure during the year, non-governmental groups have limited ability to monitor the flow of funds. So unless you have reports that are detailing what is going on, you don't know what's happening, so there is very little intervention that can be made. It also notes, despite this, non-governmental groups do have an interest in an effective and transparent monitoring system that promotes adherence to the budget and reduces mismanagement and corruption. And therefore, the groups may advocate, one of the areas that would be fruitful for intervention, is to advocate for budget reform that would improve budgetary controls. Similarly, they may engage in monitoring activities themselves to the extent that they have the resources to do so. For instance, non-governmental organizations can focus on whether the amounts for specific projects, such as a school or a road or a bridge, have been used for the intended purpose. They can also assess the quality of the spending. And here you would be looking to see if the policy goals as that have been set out in the budget are being met by the government spending behavior. Are the funds being used in the way, not only are they being used, but are they yielding the results that they set out to achieve? Say you have a poverty reduction program and you are spending funds. You may not have the details of what is being spent, but reports through different types of research can tell you whether or not these poverty programs are reaching their targeted beneficiaries. So that's another area that NGOs can monitor and have some input into the budget process during the implementation stage. Where you do not have the necessary reports to keep you informed and abreast of what is going on, you need to advocate for that. You need to lobby for it. We need these reports. They are not a government documents. They should be public documents, and they should be produced in a manner that is easily understood by the public. You can also monitor certain activities yourself to the extent that you are capable. And there's also scope for looking to see if the expenditures are achieving the proposed or the desired benefits. The final stage of the budget cycle or the budget process we identified was that of oversight and accountability. And this is the final stage, and this is after the monies have been spent, revenues collected, you're looking to see what is the record of progress, what has happened during the year, how effective monies have been utilized. And this stage includes a number of activities that would ascertain whether public resources are being used effectively. And we are really talking here about the audit of the public sector accounts and the laying of the reports by the Director of Audits in Parliament and subsequently the work of the Public Accounts Committee. The Accountant General is required to submit the public sector accounts to the Director of Audits to be audited within 6 months following the end of the fiscal year. And this is a very important quality control checks and balances to make sure that the resources are accounted for and they are being utilized efficiently and that there is no corrupt practices or mistakes being made. The Director of Audit is then responsible for preparing audited accounts, and those are submitted to Parliament. And Parliament is responsible for the oversight of these audited accounts. The audited accounts also pass to the Public Accounts Committee. Some of the deficiencies with Public Accounts Committees in the Caribbean. They don't meet regularly. They are headed by the leader of the opposition. Sometimes the leader of the opposition may be the person just exiting office, and he or she is responsible for providing oversight of activities that they would have been responsible for. There are deficiencies and there are areas for improvement. A possible role for the NGO. It presents a valuable opportunity for the budget groups to obtain information on how effective particular budget initiatives were. And in many instances, the NGO key role here is to be lobbying for accountability and making sure that the legislature, the parliament, and your executive branch respond appropriately to the findings of the audit reports. Many times the audit reports are produced. They have very important findings, identify many loopholes, weaknesses, concerns, but that is where it ends. There is no follow-up. There is no consequence. As a result, the auditive function, I would want to say, become null and void because it is valuable, but the use that is made of the output is in question. The audit report needs to be available in a timely manner, and you need the relevant persons to respond to it. And this may be an area for the non-state actors to get involved in. They themselves need to know what is in the audit report, what it is the PAC is saying, what the auditor, what the Director of Audit is finding. Because at the end of the day, it concerns the efficient and effective use of resources.
Extracts from the workshop on the budget and the budget process, which was facilitated by Ms. Laurel Bain and Dr. Juliet Melville. The workshop was organized by the Non-State Actors Advisory Panel with financial support from the 11th EDF Technical Cooperation Facility and support to non-state actors.